The Bombers picked up a big home win on Parents' Weekend Friday night, beating Melville 4-2. With a crowd full of friends and family from across Canada and the U.S., the Bombers started slow but eventually built up steam over Melville. The Millionaires, who have played the Bombers three times this season including Friday's game, appeared to have learned from their first two games, playing the Bombers tightly early on. The Bombers would, eventually, find holes in the Mills' armor. When the Mills took a mid-first period kneeing penalty, the Bombers took advantage. A first chance would be snuffed out by a dramatic, and painful, shot block by Melville defender Matt Kiemhuis. Moments later, Jaden Mercier would find Jeremy Tremblay across the crease and Tremblay would tap the puck into an open net with a backhand, beating Melville's Kelton Pine. Within a few seconds of the first goal, Alexi Silvestre added a highlight reel second goal, cutting into the zone and putting a picture-perfect backhand bar down on Pine. The Bombers would lead 2-0 after the first, with the shots on goal at 13-2 Bombers. Melville would end the first and start the second with a 4-minute power play, but did not muster a single shot during those 4 minutes. That would prove costly, as once the Bombers would get another power play of their own, Liam Bridger would make good on a chance to make the game 3-0, banging in a puck at the side of the goal. The game turned physical following the third goal, with Bomber Dawson Carroll getting into a scrap with Braden Freifogel of the Mills. Carroll would jersey Freifogel and get a quick takedown and both players would get a summary trip to the showers. Freifogel would end up getting an extra 10-minute misconduct for not having his jersey properly tied down, allowing him to be jerseyed mid-fight, but play would stay 5-on-5. The Millionaires would make the game somewhat interesting late, with Zach Kane scoring off a Bomber turnover late in the second and another goal from Carter McKay in the third, but the Bombers would hang on. With a surge of third-period momentum, Brent Gulenkin scored his first goal as a Bomber by finding a loose puck in the crease and pushing it past Pine, making it 4-2 Bombers, how the score would stay at the final whistle. Harmon Laser Hume had a deceptively busy night in the Bomber crease, making just 18 saves but keeping busy despite a series of missed net shots and posts from the visitors. Pine stopped 32 pucks on the evening, but was still saddled with the L. The Bombers and Mills will play again at the Forum Saturday night. Flynn Flon remains atop the Sherwood division, and third in the league standings, with 22 points in 15 games. Only the Battleford's North Stars, their 1-4-0-0-1 record in 15 games and 29 of 30 possible points, and Humboldt's 24 points in 14 games are above the Bombers.